भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकजनाभाय नमो पंकजमालिने नमो नेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रिये। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा वेलकम यू ऑल फॉर अवर डेली श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 19 एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 8। काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी। श्री उद्धव उवाच ज्ञानं विशुद्धं विपुलं यथेतत् वैराग्य विज्ञानयुतं पुराणं आख्या हि विश्वेश्वर विश्वमूर्ते त्वद्भक्तियोगं च महद्विमृग्यम्। श्री उद्धव उवाच ज्ञानं विशुद्धं विपुलं यथेत वैराग्य विज्ञानयुतं पुराणम्। आख्या हि विश्वेश्वर विश्वमूर्ते त्वद्भक्तियोगं च महद्विमुग्र्यम्। श्री उद्धव उवाच ज्ञानं विशुद्धं विपुलं यथैत वैराग्य विज्ञानयुतं पुराणम्। आख्या हि विश्वेश्वर विश्वमूर्ते त्वद्भक्तियोगं च महद्विमृग्यम्। विमृग्यम माता जी श्री उद्धव ज्ञानं विशुद्धं विपुलं यथेत वैराग्य विज्ञानयुतं पुराणम्। आख्या हि विश्वेश्वर विश्वमूर्ते उद्भक्तियोगं च महद्विमृग्यम्। श्री उद्धव उवाच श्री उद्धव सेड ज्ञानम नॉलेज विशुद्धम ट्रांसेंडेंटल विपुलम एक्सटेंसिव यथा जस्ट एज एतत दिस वैराग्य डिटैचमेंट विज्ञान एंड डायरेक्ट परसेप्शन ऑफ द ट्रूथ युतम इंक्लूडिंग पुराणम ट्रेडिशनल अमंग ग्रेट फिलोसोफर्स। आख्या ही प्लीज एक्सप्लेन विश्व ईश्वर ओ लॉर्ड ऑफ द यूनिवर्स विश्वमूर्ते ओ फॉर्म ऑफ द यूनिवर्स त्वत अंटू यू भक्ति योगम लविंग डिवोशनल सर्विस च अल्सो महत बाय ग्रेट सोल्स विमृग्यम सॉट आफ्टर। ट्रांसलेशन एंड द पर्पट by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Sri Uddhava said, O Lord of the universe, O form of the universe, please explain to me that process of knowledge which automatically brings detachment and direct perception of the truth, which is transcendental and which is traditional among the great spiritual philosophers. This knowledge sought by elevated personalities describes loving devotional service unto your lordship. Purport. Those who are able to cross over the darkness of material existence are called Mahat or great personalities. Secondary items like cosmic consciousness or universal control do not deviate the attention of such great souls from loving service of the Lord. Sri Uddhava desires to hear knowledge of the eternal religious principles that are the traditional aim and objective of all superior personalities. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Paramananda Madhavam Asaduna Sadutadain Atini Chochatakara Hanamum Chakadachin Premna Matakanta Vyaspura. Hare Krishna. So I seek blessing of all the assembled Vaishnavas to describe these wonderful pastimes and also to purify my own heart. It's a very interesting section, and these prayers of Sri Uddhavji are very attractive. Next two verses are one of my favorite verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. And very interesting section where Sri Uddhavji is asking about devotional service, the knowledge about the devotional service. Just first, I would like to make a disclaimer that whatever is being spoken, whatever I am going to speak, that will be regarding the personalities of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because today's atmosphere is like that, whatever you speak, you are connecting with something, the current thing happening around the country. Morning, we were chanting Tulsi Arati, and many devotees were chanting Namo 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 Nama Namo Nama Namo Nama. Tulsi Maharani is aside. And somebody was asking me score. What was the score? I was having today that service of announcing our daily book distribution. Somebody was behind was saying 350, 350. So, please do not jump to the other conclusion. The book distribution score was 39 small book. So, that is what here, because great personalities have been spoken about this in this verse. And I was also going to speak about that. So, I thought, let me clarify this thing first. So, interesting chapter that earlier it was discussed about Varnashram Dharma and duties of the devotees or the one who is following Varnashram system. And after explaining about the soul in this earlier few verses, now Lord Krishna is going to describe about the object of or the goal or the relationship between soul and the super soul, God. So that is going to come ahead. So therefore, here it is said that Jnanam vidjnanam vipulam yathaitat vairagya vidjnana yutam puranam akhyai vishveshwara vishvamurte tvad bhakti yogam cha mahad vimrugyam. about those personalities, or I would like to know those who have followed this process by which they have developed these two important aspects of any spiritual practices is vairagya, that detachment, and another thing is jnanam, knowledge. And this process is nothing but the process of devotional service, bhakti yoga. And therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam talks about the devotional service elaborately in all these pages, in all through 12 cantos. Devotional service has been described elaborately. Vasudeve bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojita janayati asu vairagyam jnanam chayad ahetukam. In the beginning itself, it is clearly explained that what is that process which will bring these two important components of a devotional service or any spiritual practices. Vairagya, detachment, and knowledge. What is that process? Vasudeve Bhagavati. Devotional service unto the lotus feet of the Lord. This process is sufficient to bring detachment and the knowledge requires to cross over this material existence, the ocean of material existence. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. And what is this devotional service? Devotional service is mainly Shravanam and Kirtanam. Hearing and glorifying. Hearing the pastimes of the Lord, glorifying the pastimes of the Lord, chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That is the glorification part. So hearing in this Srimad Bhagavatam itself is full of a rasa. Every living entity is looking for rasa. And as we know that there are 5 primary rasas and 12 secondary rasas. Sorry, 7 secondary rasas. And this rasa has been offered to living entity in modern context. Most of the movies, what they do, they try to offer all these rasas. There is a Madhurya, there is a Sakhya, there is a Shanta, there is a Vatsalya, Bibhatsa, Rodra. All such kind of rasas. And they try to offer. And therefore people feel attracted towards all this thing. But such experiences where they try to find out, it leads to frustration. Because they cannot completely satisfy the hunger of a living entity. So therefore, Bhagavatam is also called Rasamalayam. It's an emporium, just in Prabhupada's word, like Krishna is a rasaraj, emporium of all rasas, all the mellows or all the humor. Similarly, Bhagavatam is also called Rasamalayam. So there are different kinds of rasas. All kinds of rasas are available here. Whenever we try to experience material enjoyment, or when we try to seek all these rasas in material activities, what happens? Actually, Prabhupada writes in first canto, I think it is 19th verse of first chapter. There he writes the difference between mundane and transcendental. Mundane activities, they lead to satiation. Kabhi-kabhi people say, "Ub gaya yaar." You become satiated with that. And there is no satisfaction. Prabhupada writes that such activities, people feel satiated. And what about transcendental activities? Transcendental activities, they are satisfying. And they don't, no one gets satiated with the same thing. You keep hearing again and again, again and again, again and again. And therefore, the sages in Naimisharanya, they ensure Shukdev Goswami that Vayam Tuna Vitrupyama Uttama Shloka Vartaya Swadhu Swadhu Pade Pade. So they ensure that you keep going on speaking about the Lord. They are the transcendental subject matter. So we will not feel satiated. Unlike your material or mundane activities. And that is what Prabhupada writes in the purport. Aho, aho, bhir nakalera vidyate Sudha, sudhara, maduram, pade, pade Dine, dine, chandana, chandra, shitalam Yasho, yasho, dachatanayasya, giyate Aho, aho, bhir. Those who are interested or those who do not want to get troubled by the most deadliest age, Kali Yuga. Aho, aho, bhir. Na kalera vidyute. Those who do not want to get troubled by this deadly age of Kali Yuga, where atmosphere is surcharged with so much of contamination, so much of deviation, because we are going to talk about that. Here it has been said, great sages or great personalities, they do not get deviated. And the age of Kali Yuga is surcharged with this thing. Contamination and deviation is rampant. So those who do not want to get contaminated and deviated, for them what is been given? Sudha, sudhara, maduram, pade, pade. Sudha, sudhara. Sudhara means the flowing nectar. Just like a river has a flow, a tap has a flow. Sudhara, dhara. Dharavahik means a continuous thing. So sudha, sudhara. So the nectar of Krishna consciousness or the pastimes of Krishna or the description given in the Bhagavatam, they are a sudhara. Sudha. Sudha means nectar. They are the continuous flow of a nectar. And this, what is the taste of this? Madhuram pade pade. It's a sweet. And whenever we experience sweetness, there is no satiation. Sudha, sudhara, maduram, pade, pade. Dine, dine, chandana, chandra, shitalam. And what else? What else it is offering to all of us? Is chandana, chandra, shitalam. And we are applying chandan. Devotees are grinding chandan to offer it to the Lord Gopalji. So this is the season where everyone is experiencing heat. Garmi ho raha hai, isn't it? Can't tolerate heat. Similarly, the pangs of material existence are intolerable. To such intolerable condition, what is the what is the solution? These are the sudhara. Chandana chandra sheetalam. Actually, if you see the quality of chandan, is sheetal. It cools, isn't it? But if you add camphor in it, it becomes more enhanced cooling. So this chandra is referred over here for that camphor, kapoor. Yasho yashoda tanayasya giyate. When Yashoda, who is the Yashoda Tanaya? Krishna. When somebody sings the glories of Yashoda's dear child, Yashoda's darling, it is said, and Prabhupada sometimes. Yashoda Tanayascha Giyate. So that is what is been offered to all of us. Atove kavayo nityam bhaktim paramaya muda vasudeve bhagavati kurvanti atma prasadanim. Kurvanti atma prasadanim, the satisfaction factor, can only be achieved when someone is engaged in serving the Lord with love. Atovekav, and who has concluded this? The great personalities, the great philosopher, the kavayos. Kavayos means the most intelligent people. They all have concluded this. Atovekavayo nityam. Bhakti paramaya muda. Muda means the happiness which you experience while executing the 9 process of devotional service is paramaya. Paramaya means the highest. And that is been given. Why it is highest? Prabhupada explains that in that purport. That because Krishna is the fountainhead of all the incarnation. Therefore it is said, Bhakti Vasudeve, Bhagavati Vasudeve, unto the Vasudeva, the son of Vasudeva, Krishna. And because Krishna is all attractive, therefore it is Paramayamuda. Therefore, it is Atma Prasadanim. And to this attractive personalities, Krishna, because Prabhupada say it is the last word in transcendent. Krishna is the last word, the absolute. And to this person, all the great personalities of this world get attracted. Mahat vimrugyam. Why do they get attracted? Because Krishna is the last word in transcendent. And therefore Uddhava is eager to hear about them. And Srimad Bhagavatam explained how these great personalities got attracted towards Krishna. And the two striking examples are given in Bhagavatam. About, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also writes about them. These two personalities are Sanat Kumar and Srila Sukadeva Goswami. These personalities, they were situated in the highest Brahmananda. But they got attracted toward Krishna. Bhagavatam explains that Tasya Aravinda Nayanasya Padaravinda किंजल कमिश्र तुलसी मकरंद वायु अंतर्गत स्वविवरे न चकार तेषां संक्षोभनम अपि जुषा अक्षर जुषाम अपि चित्त तन्वो तस्यारविंद नयनस्य पदारविंद किंजल्क मिश्र तुलसी मकरंद वायु एज चतुर कुमारस दे वेर मूविंग इन दैट स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड व्हाट दे एक्सपीरियंस द एयर द एरोमा कैरिड बाय द एयर द लॉर्ड्स the bodily aroma which is mixed with the fragrance of tulsi when it is carried and when it entered in the nostrils of kumaras they experience transformation in their heart and they naturally got attracted toward krishna tasyaravindanayanasya padara So this is the power of things which are attached to Krishna. It brings transformation in the heart. And this is what the real transformation is. When somebody is willing to serve the Lord, from whatever conditioning someone has, that is really called as a transformation. And here they are giving up, they are situated in the Brahmananda. But they are ready to give up that and accept the service. In that purport, Prabhupada write that service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead or service to the Lord Krishna is the highest goal of all the spiritualist and that happiness is much more higher than any other happiness in this world they are ready to give up all kinds of sovereignty all kinds of controllership for that happiness of the service and kumaras were ready to give that up and another example is been given of Srila Sukhdev Goswami He was also Atmaram. But when he heard these two verses attracted him. Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam jigam shayapaya yadapya sadavi lebe gatim dhatri uchitam tatonyam kimva dayalu sharanam brajema. This is about Krishna's compassion. How compassionate Krishna is. Kamva Dayalu, where is such great personality? Who is showing such a compassion. And another verse about Krishna's beauty. That attracted Srila Sukhdev Goswami. It is explained, Barha Pidam Natavaram Vapu Karnayo Karnikaram Bibratavas kanak kamisham vajayantim chamalam Randhrana venuradaras sudaya gopa brinde Brindaranya swapadaramanam pravishad gita kirti Barha peedam natavaram vapu That his form is decorated with the peacock feather. He is carrying peacock feather on his head. Baraha peedam natavaram vapu and Krishna is decorated in his ears he has been decorated with the flowers so one acharya gives very interesting commentary that he says Krishna would wear flowers on his over his ears to indicate gopis that In which direction he would be going in the forest. He would wear only on one ear. Flowers would be worn only on one ear. So if it is on the right hand side, so he would indicate that I will go in the right direction in the forest. So they would understand Krishna has gone in this direction today. And if he is wearing on the left, on over left ear, so they would understand, Krishna will go in the left side. So, Karnikaram, Karna Yoga Karnikaram. So see, he would wear flowers only on over one ear. Bibrata Vas Kanakam. So the dazzling clothes. Vaijayantim Chamala. And he is wearing the Vaijanti Mala, the garland of Vaijanti flowers. Randrana Venu Sudhara Sudhaya. And he is pouring out the nectar by playing the Vamshi, the flute which he is carrying. Randrana Venu Radhara Sudhaya Gopa Vrinde. And Vrindaranya Sobadaramanam Pravishad Gita Kirti. And such Krishna is moving around in the Vraja, in the Vrindaranya, attracting, means glorified in different ways, attracting the hearts of the devotees. When Shukdev Goswami heard this, he said, who is this personality? And he gave up and he started serving the Lord. So these are the attractive features in Lord Krishna, which attracts even Atmaramas. And that is what Uddhavaji is eager to hear about him, that I want to know about them, that they are the Mahat, they have crossed over this material existence by getting attracted towards Krishna. Nayam sukhap bhagavan dehinam gopika sutah jnaninam chatma bhutanam yata bhaktir matam. So how this Krishna is accessible to all of us, isn't that? Because now the great personalities have got attracted towards him. He became accessible to them. So what is our condition? How do we get attracted towards Krishna? How he becomes accessible to each and everyone, each and every living entity? That is the question. How he becomes accessible? So here it is explained. Nayam sukhapo bhagavan. To those personalities, Krishna is not accessible. Who are they? Dehinam. One who are absorbed in the sense enjoyment or bodily sense enjoyment, or those who are absorbed in taking care of the bodies. Of course, we have to take care of our bodies, but getting absorbed in the bodily conception of life, for them, Krishna is not accessible. Of course, I do not mean to neglect all our bodily needs. Whatever needs are there, that we have to address. But here, the absorption is being spoken. Dehinam. To such people, Krishna is not accessible. And another, it has been said, Jnaninam Chatma Bhutanam. Jnaninam here refers to those who are mental speculator, who are trying to logically define what is Krishna. That is what Prabhupada writes over there. To such people, Krishna is not accessible. Nayam sukhapo bhagavan, dehinam gopika sutta. Gopika sutta will not be accessible to them. And that is very beautiful story explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. That how... And a few days back, Keshav Chandra Prabhu has also just mentioned about that, about the Brahmanas and the Brahman Patnis. They come in this first category, Dehinam. They remain absorbed in their identification. And therefore, they could not recognize. And for them, Krishna became inaccessible. they thought, oh, we are performing this ritualistic, we are performing this yajna, we are performing this puja. This is not the right time. This is not the proper place to offer dakshina. And therefore, they refused. Charity to Krishna. And that is the meaning here. Dehinam Gopikasuta. Those who are absorbed, when someone remains in that absorption, for them, Krishna is not accessible. And at the same time, he became accessible to whom? The Brahman Patnis. It is said that Shrutva Chutam Upayatam Nityam Tad Darshano Utsuka Tad Katha Kshipta Manaso Babu Urjata Sambhrama. I'll read the translation of this. The wives of the Brahmanas were always eager to see Krishna, for their minds had been enchanted by the description of him. Thus, as soon as they heard that he had come, they became very excited. So, Shrutva, how he becomes accessible? Through the eagerness and excitement. When we keep hearing about Lord, automatically, the desire, the excitement and the eagerness develops. And that taste develops. And once taste is developed, then you do not want to go to experience any other taste. And we have seen that once somebody develops taste in something, no matter what it may be, where it may be, that person, oh, khicha chala aata hai, isn't it? It just drags you. And I keep hearing so many people from Virar, from that part of the city, they come to this chaupati to eat just bhel. But then all other things are different. But mainly, sometimes people, they run into some restaurant just because of taste. No matter how much waiting is there, no matter what are the expenses over there, they just get drawn to that place. Taste. Similarly, devotees, they develop taste in Krishna. Parijatena anjasa labde sarango anyena sevate. That once a bumblebee, when he is looking after so much of nectar, when he reaches the Parijata flower, after tasting the honey of the Parijata flower, tad angri moolam asadya kim kim vrini mahi. Once someone has tasted the nectar of your lotus feet, he will not go anywhere else. Just like a bumblebee will not go anywhere else after tasting the honey of the Parijat flower. He becomes completely satisfied. So in our conditional state, slowly, slowly, despite of our anarthas, we have to develop that taste, which will safeguard us again deviation on the path of devotional service. And that is assurance is given in Nectar of Instruction. Srila Rupa Goswami writes this in that verse, that Tadgad Mula Hantri. Slowly, slowly, we develop taste and the conditioning, they go away. So it is possible to experience transcendental taste while you are dealing with your anarthas. So there is no question that we cannot experience higher taste in conditional life. It would be gradual. So we have to catch on to that test so that we will not get deviated or we will not look for some other path which will give us satisfaction. That is the quality of a great soul. They are able to test Krishna's lotus feet, the devotion service unto the Lord Krishna. That is what they grab every opportunity. This is the first thing. The second thing which has been explained, that they are always ready to fulfill the Krishna's desire, or they are ready to be flexible, basically in that sense. I have a few examples, like just like Nanda Maharaj. If you see Nanda Maharaj, he was performing his sacrificial that sacrifice for Lord Indra. So he was ready to give up that when Krishna said, "Arey, no, this is not the thing which you are supposed to be doing. We are supposed to be doing worshipping Giriraj, Giri Govardhan." So he gave up. He took up worship of Govardhan. They were ready. Another example which I was thinking about, Srila Madhavendra Puri, because this is the Chandan Yatra going on. He was also ready to fulfill the desire of the Lord. That Lord came in his dream and he told him that it's all right. I have been buried over here. I have been staying here and I have been under the ground. Please take me out. So he took him out and he established, and so many festivals were going on. Everything was set. And the place was perfect. Explain in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Vrajavasi Loker Krishna Sahaj Priti Gopaler Sahaj Priti Vrajavasi Priti. What a conducive environment. Prabhupada writes there, this is the ideal place to execute Krishna consciousness. What is that place? That Vrajavasi Loker Krishna Sahaj Priti. They have a natural priti, that they have a natural love for Krishna. There is no any other trouble, deviation. And Gopalela Sahaj Priti, Vrajavasi Priti. And Krishna also have a love towards all the Vrajavasis. So that is the, but Krishna comes in a dream and he says, Gopal kahe puri amar tap nahi aaye, malajay chandan lepat tabe sucha. Are, still my heat, what I was experiencing has not gone. So what you do? You go to the Neelachal and bring Chandan. Malajaya ana yaha Neelachal haite, anya haite nahe tumi chalah torite. You only can do that. No one else. Abhi, there were so many who were ready to execute that. Krishna is telling you only. He has said anya haite nahe, no other person. And he was not knowing what is going to happen till the time he reached Ramuna. Similarly, in our devotional practices also, when plan will be open, we don't know. Till that time, we have to endeavor. He did not have earlier contacts. Okay, Chandan is going to be available there, and how I am going to negotiate, or how resources will come. So this is another aspect of great personalities, that they are ready to do, offer their service in the way, whatever Krishna is looking forward. And third thing, they are able to recognize Krishna's representative. Just like Brahman Patnis, they could recognize Krishna's cowherd friends. Oh, they have come, let us serve them. And therefore, they are not able to go away, move away from the devotional service, because it's a long, long journey. And it is said that, I'll just finish with this. It is said that there are three kinds of people. The first kind of people, they understand what is the goal. But they do not, or they always give excuses to execute that things required to achieve that goal. They understand, okay. And I see many, like during preaching, you come to know, and many times, in different fields, these are the things actually. Few people, they understand, we have to practice devotional service. But seeing the different things happening, they understand the goal is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, going back home, back to Godhead. But they always give excuses to execute devotional service. You see, so many times people give, nahi, aaj udhar ye hai, aaj udhar wo hai. And you, sometimes reasons are so silly, you can't even comprehend. So they always keep giving excuses. The second kind of people are those, they understand and they take up. But when few obstacle comes on their way, they give up. And the great personalities are those, they understand the goal, they take up the process, and in spite of all kinds of allurements and all kinds of obstacle, they keep moving ahead till the time they receive their victory. And that is what the message of the lives of the great personalities. In Samudra Manthan pastime, we saw that how the goal was receiving the nectar. So whatever allurements came, whatever obstacle came, demigods remained focused. All the devatas, they remained focused. And that is the same in the life of the great personalities. When we take up to devotional service, we need not have to deviate our attention towards so many allurements, so many things of this world. And we keep focusing. In spite we fail, we might fail, we might succeed in our battles. But we keep going in the right direction. So destination is immaterial, it is said, if you have a right direction. When eventually someone will receive that destination. And that is the hope. Prabhupada and all our acharyas has given us the destination. What we have to keep moving is in a right direction with the help of the devotees. And that is possible in the association of the devotees, with the help of the shastras and with the sense control. These three things will help us to remain in right direction. So I will end my class over here and pray that whatever has been spoken, that can be applied in our life, in my own life. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. अरे ते ना याच्यातून आहे पद्यावलीतून आहे. हां, अहो अहो बी.